Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap for Friday, the 9th of August, 2024. I'm Paige Estrotori, representing Financial Services Online, your essential source for all matters insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Let's dive right into today's top stories. Leading the headlines in the superannuation sector is the appointment of a new CEO at IRES. Sam Wall will take up the helm of the superannuation division, leveraging his substantial 25-year background that spans numerous finance industry roles, including general management positions at Insignia Financial and MLC Australia. With Mr. Wall slated to start on the 9th of September, IRES is set to continue its upward trajectory, offering a clear signal of the company's ongoing dedication to being at the forefront of the financial services sector. In a dramatic turn of legal events, the court battle over a disputed $29,000 credit hire bill continues to make waves. At the center of this ongoing dispute is a 2021 car accident in Wollongong, pitting insurance provider NRMA against a sizable hire charge for a Hyundai i30 from Right 2 Drive. While initially ruled in favor of the hire, Thomas Rossi, the situation has taken a new twist. Concerns over whether Mr. Rossi was fully informed of the potential financial fallout have arisen, leading to Justice Jeremy Kirk of the NSWOT Supreme Court overturning the previous judgment. This complex case promises to bring further intrigue and impacts to the laws governing credit hire fees. Now, on to banking news, and it seems strategic shifts are in the wind for Westpac. A significant decision has been made to close the doors of its home loan subsidiary, Rams Financial. As the lender bows out of new loan applications, it's ensuring that existing clients will continue to access services uninterrupted. Ways to offer support and alternative options to the now out-of-pocket Rams franchisees and employees are already in the works. However, the legal side of things remains murky, with Rams facing a class action lawsuit regarding terminated agreements and operations under investigation from both ASIC and APRA. Our final story today presents fascinating advancements at the crossroads of neuroscience and artificial intelligence, with implications for life insurance. Experts like Neuroscience Research Australia's CEO Matthew Kiernan are hailing AI's ripples in the life insurance pond. Predictive capabilities of AI are refining customer targeting, raising the bar for risk prediction, and tightening the net on fraud detection. Even more compelling is the impact on diagnostic practices. As AI learns to identify conditions like Alzheimer's through blood samples, the high cost of traditional diagnostics could dramatically drop. As we head into the future, AI is undoubtedly emerging as an important player in insurance, heralding a brand new phase for the industry. That's your daily financial services news wrap. Remember, Financial Services Online is at your service for all your insurance, finance, and money management needs. For more insights, news, and advice, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, wishing you a successful day ahead.